From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a high-level visit to Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter made an unannounced visit to Iraq, saying he wanted a first-hand look at U.S. and Iraqi efforts to thwart the advances of Islamic State militants. At the first stop of a day-long visit, the American defense chief observed and then praised Iraqi counterterrorism troops. Top Obama administration officials faced tough questioning in the first Senate hearing on the Iran nuclear agreement. Congress asked to accept or reject the accord by mid-September. Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker told Secretary of State John Kerry that Kerry had been fleeced by the Iranians. Earlier, Kerry said he believes the nuclear accord will make the world safer. U.S. President Barack Obama leaves Thursday for a trip to Ethiopia and Kenya. On the trip, Mr. Obama will promote the growth in American economic links with sub-Saharan Africa. Kenya's foreign secretary says the coming visit is a strong endorsement for his country. Gabe Josselow has more.
In an interview with VOA's Vincent McCourry in Nairobi Thursday, Cabinet Secretary Amina Mohamed said President Obama's visit with the government shines a positive light on Kenya and the administration of President Uhuru Kenyatta.
I think it's his coming now is just recognition of the kind of leadership that we have.
Kenya's relations with the United States have been strained at times, especially when President Kenyatta and his deputy William Ruto were facing charges at the International Criminal Court for their alleged roles in violence that followed the 2007 presidential election. But now, the tensions appear to be in the past. Gabe Josselow, Nairobi.
And you can find more on that story at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. and Turkish media report that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has agreed to let U.S. fighter planes use Incirlik Air Base in Turkey. The base will be used by the U.S. to launch attacks on Islamic State militants inside Syria. The U.S. government has not publicly discussed details of new cooperation between the two countries. FBI Director James Comey says the Islamic State group's online attempts to recruit Americans pose a bigger terrorist threat to the U.S. than al-Qaeda.
If you imagine a nationwide haystack, we're trying to find needles in that haystack. And a lot of those needles are invisible to us, either because of the way in which they're communicating or just because they haven't communicated or touched a place where we could see them.
Speaking Wednesday at the annual Aspen Security Forum in Colorado, Comey warned of the extremist group's intensifying social media campaign. China has criticized the prison sentences given to more than 150 Chinese nationals convicted of illegal logging in Myanmar. Steve Herman reports.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry, in a statement, is calling for Myanmar to deal with its jailed nationals in a lawful, reasonable, and justified manner, asking for all those convicted of illegal logging to be returned to China as soon as possible. A total of 156 Chinese were arrested in January for illegal activities in forests in Kachin State along Myanmar's border with China. On Wednesday, all but three of the defendants were given what were termed as life sentences. Observers in Myanmar, also known as Burma, say prisoners typically serve 20 years for such sentences. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
Amnesty International has released a report saying Burundian authorities repressed political demonstrations earlier this year. It said officials treated the demonstrations as if they were an insurrection, using lethal force to silence anti-government protesters. Amnesty's Deputy Regional Director for East Africa, Sarah Jackson, called on Burundian authorities to urgently, thoroughly, and transparently investigate the use of force against demonstrators. The European Union has opened an antitrust case against six major U.S. film studios and Sky UK of Britain, charging that they unfairly restrict access to their content to European Union customers. The EU's Commission Statement of Objections has named Disney, NBC Universal, Paramount, Sony, 20th Century Fox, and Warner Brothers. The statement says Sky UK's licensing agreement with those companies requires it to allow viewers access to their films only in Britain and Ireland and not in the rest of the European Union. The EU said in a press release that such agreements violate European law by not allowing equal access to programming across the entire EU. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.